Anthony is captain.
He is captain.
Welcome to the Gold Buckets podcast once again. And I've come in with my serious voice because you know what? We're talking basketball. And the first thing on my mind right now, apart from the fact that the Wizards are trash, is that it looks like D Rose is back. That's where I put sound effects, but I forgot I don't have sound effects again, so I don't even know why I did that like, dramatic pause. But anyway, D Rose seems to be back because against the Lakers, he shot 7 threes, and the team was very close to winning the game against Lakers. They would have actually tried to almost have a chance to win the game, if not that they have a joke of a center who had who actually had a good season last season, but seems to be uninterested in boxing out or taking sensible shots this year, by the name of Karl Anthony Towns. That's two topics right now.
The ball the entire final minute. Just yeah. Because Karl Anthony Towns couldn't rebound.
Like, I don't. Did you watch that last minute, Joshua? You didn't, eh? Man, they shot.
The Lakers were not making their shots.
They shot the ball like, four shooting times. Badly. And
Karl Anthony Towns were shooting badly.
Did not grab one rebound.
They were just recycling. It was so funny to watch.
Like, James had two shots from three that were nonsense. Then I don't know who shot again. I think Kuzma shot, and then Kuzma even like made only one free throw. Then Derrick Rose went to the other side and then missed. It was just funny. But let's take one step at a time. Derrick Rose, is Derrick Rose back? And him being back, how does that feel for the NBA?
It feels good, man. It feels good.
I'm happy. If he's back, I'm very happy.
Interesting. Why?
D Rose is back, man.
Why? Because of two games.
D Rose is my guy on 2K. This guy, what are you saying?
Yeah, D Rose is actually really good. In his prime on the games, man, D Rose was really good on the games. But whatever, man.
Is a point guard that can jump, that has elevation, that has 3 points, that has passing. What else do you want from a point guard? Please.
Rings.
If the score is not careful, D Rose will overtake him.
Relax.
That's just banter. But yeah. But come think of it here. If D Rose didn't have that serious injury problem, do you think Steph as great as he is right now, or do you think D Rose would have probably outshined him?
No, Steph would still be as great as he is, yeah. But like, he probably wouldn't have been unanimous MVP. He probably would have, like, maybe someone would have voted for D Rose. He wouldn't have been unanimous MVP. He might have still won two MVPs and all that stuff, but he wouldn't have been unanimous. You get?
Yeah.
Because D-Rose, I just imagine how D-Rose played in that his rookie season, and I was just like, if someone can be like this in rookie season, man.
And then he wasn't even like, he was good. Like, he was actually good. But the thing is that his style of play was reckless. It was bound to catch up with him. Like he's.
That's the truth, yeah.
Have you seen how he bounces?
I don't want to know. I don't give a shit. Or damn, whatever. I don't give a shit. Kind
man,
of player.
He just throws himself
like
in
everywhere.
Them.
Like yeah. The way he bounces, the way he just moves. Like you knew that something was going to happen, but at least for the meantime, it looks like D Rose is back, and I'm happy for him. You know.
You know, that's my greatest fear for Ingram, though, because Ingram also does that a lot. He gets himself in very tight situations and tries to make the basket.
Yeah, I think,
and it's scary because Ingram is so lean, so it's just like I can just picture Ingram breaking into two whenever he goes in for those driving layups or driving dunks, and I'm just like,
I think they told him to be more aggressive.
Yeah,
because when he has the ball, he always seems to like want to drive in. He's always like.
Yes, I think it's scary to me because Ingram looks like the kind of person that any small thing is going to break.
Well, because it's small. Team people matter.
It will.
But anyway, apart from that, let's talk about Karl Anthony Towns. What do you think is the reason for his drop off? Why doesn't he seem to care about basketball again? Because I don't know how a 36-year-old man is boxing you out multiple times that you cannot even get a rebound. There's even a point like this that
he was trying to
hold.
Hey, let's have a bit of respect for a 2018 NBA All-Star.
On
Team Steph Curry.
He was holding the. He was
Let's
trying
have
to,
a bit of respect.
He was trying to hold Chandler back. He was trying to hold him back, like hold. And then Chandler just like pushed him aside and touched the ball out again. I was like, damn, man.
That last minute was just hilarious.
I was like,
what's going on here?
There was a time like this. Anthony Towns wanted to like post Chandler, and he went 1-2. Chandler did not move. Just like, he now flapped his hand like. Oh my god! If you don't get out of here. It looks like I can guard Anthony Towns safe.
Hey, calm down, no.
Give him the ball in the post. He's not scoring. Lockdown.
I beg.
Okay, man. Let's get off that one. Let's talk about the Raptors, man. Those guys seem to be the real deal. Do you guys believe they are the real deal or you don't?
I still think they have that LeBron DNA in them. Like, they'll still choke.
But they beat Lakers like crazy, though.
Yeah, they did, but...
They also beat the Cavs in the regular season.
Yeah, but when it comes to playoffs, man, playoffs is a different level, man.
But then they don't have to worry about LeBron in the playoffs. So are you telling me they'll get to the finals and lose? Or where do you think is their peak?
I think they'll win the East. Because I don't see anybody. Mm. Yeah, I think they'll win the East. Boston is not playing particularly well.
They'll win the East over Boston and
the only team like seeing them challenging them is Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh yeah, Bucks.
Did you guys see this guy's interview recently? Is it Brown?
Yeah,
saying he's. They asked him how many rings does he feel he's going to have by the age of 28. I think he's 23 right now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, 28.
He said five rings. So basically, he's going to win a ring every year. From now till when he's 28.
He should win a Western Conference final. I mean, the Eastern Conference final. Every year.
I get him though. First of all, he was talking to Taylor Rooks. The girl is fine, so of course you're going to like try to sound impressive to her.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, like, you cannot say, oh, you think you want to win 1 year out of the years that are remaining. You get, because they're already a contender. You can't say he will lose one part of the final or something. So I actually understand the reason why he said he'll win 5 rings to 28. But I only think they can win one, maybe one, because we're going for the next 4 out of 5, so maybe one.
So the last one. Oh God.
Abi, what do you think? Okay, who do you think is coming out of the East? You think Raptors really are going to dominate like that?
Yeah, Raptors against Golden State.
You're not giving Milwaukee a chance, because Milwaukee too, they are doing good. They are facing the Golden State Warriors today, Seth. I'm going to watch that game.
Yeah, but I think when it comes down to Kawhi against Giannis, I think Kawhi will win.
What?
Kawhi versus Giannis. This is Kawhi win.
Kawhi versus Giannis.
The Greek freak.
Anyway, it looks like we've come.
Kawhi is a bigger freak. We just don't have a name for the kind of freak Kawhi is.
Yeah, Kawhi is actually like incredible. Like, he's defensively sound, he's attackingly great. He's incredible, man.
Take smart shots.
Yeah, it does. I wish he was a Lakers player, if Lakers had sense. But
I think,
just...
like, yeah, I think he would have been a better buy than LeBron.
But, you know, Lakers were...
I agree.
But they were going for, you know, the Hollywood guy.
Like, what Hamzat was saying the other time, that Lakers would trade LeBron, like, that's ever going to happen. But if they were actually to trade LeBron, like, they should, like, trade him for Kawhi, because Kawhi is, like... such a smart buy. Actually, applaud Toronto. Sorry, DeRozan. But
no, DeRozan is actually trying, so.
But I actually applaud Toronto for, like, their business, like, that trade and everything.
It was interesting. But anyway, we have come to the end of another episode. Hopefully, this one gets to you guys. It just needs me sitting down for a couple of hours and editing. And I hope I get around to it. I know I will get around to it, actually. I know I get around to it since the editing is on my table here. Anyway, we've come to the end of this episode. Good night. You guys, good night, yeah?
Hey, watch the Arsenal, man. Adios. It looks like they're struggling. If you're... Yeah.
No, we're not struggling. That guy dived. Nani dived.
He was giving it to these players.
Look. He barely touched this guy. But anyway, we've come to the end. Hamza, say your good night, man. I know you want to sleep.
Good night, people.
Good night, man.
Hamza out.
Good night.